just a little bit. It doesn't have to take up the entire episode, but I do want to have it addressed and discussed, which is, who do we think we are to be doing a podcast about how to be genuinely attractive in business? What are our credentials?
What are our credentials? Well, yeah,
can
yeah. We sort of touched on that earlier in the over a coffee. I wrote down a few notes about the key issues about things, and we didn't do much in the first episode of the last time about our credentials.
Yep.
Really,
we didn't.
So a newcomer coming in said, didn't even find out, even right up to the current day, that you have a business called Show and Tell Communications.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't even know that.
No.
They didn't even know anything about what I did.
No.
You know? So unless they knew us already, and just about every other podcast has somewhere a bit of a bio, like, you know, John is the head of Blumpity Blump or something, you know, has previously worked for the BBC or...
Yes. Well, and I think it is, because I could really, I mean, what can I point to in terms of having made businesses genuinely attractive? That's really what it boils down to. Because if we have a podcast that says... how to be genuinely attractive in business today. Well, what
businesses have we made attractive?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Well, look, that's for the podcast,
for the
right?
Podcast,
and the one thing I think about is that your list is too long. So therefore, you're not... It's quite impossible on the podcast to give... full number of, because any successful project you did,
mm-hmm.
even if it was making the business more attractive to the owner,
mm-hmm.
is a candidate for the thing, right?
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, you'll have to pick, and I'll have to pick, you know, work I've done,
mm-hmm.
which has been... not about solving a problem,
mm.
unless the business defines becoming more attractive as a problem, which is always a thing. But there is, you know, that could be about changing its operation.
Mm.
But more interestingly, you know, how it can be more attractive to others, how it can be more loved.
Mm-hmm.
Including more loved by its own staff. Anyway, look, we'll get back to
that whole
thing, you know?
Yeah, and that's just
and
you make some good points, I'm already there sparking thoughts in my head as to the answer to that question.
Well, while we drink coffee, getting ready to record the podcast, Roger, I think this is kind of... You know how when you go to a gym, you know this more than I do, but certainly even my daughter this morning, when she started riding a pony, right?
Yeah.
The start with the pony was walking round the ring.
Yeah.
This surprised me. I thought you got on a pony and went as fast as you could from the beginning. But no, you walk, then you trot, and then you canter. We forget about galloping.
I suppose it makes sense, doesn't it?
I don't believe anyone should do business by galloping, unless it's galloping off of a sinking ship. But anyway, that's another story. But yeah, and similarly, if you were going to go to the gym,
mm-hmm.
which you're much more likely to do than me. okay, let me put it another way. You've been to more gyms and more swimming pools than I've ever been to, right?
Okay,
that is indisputable. And similarly, you've done more running.
Oh,
right?
Absolutely.
And everybody says, and you've done more canoeing, everybody says you must do a warm-up. Isn't that right?
Yeah, except I don't. When I go running, I just take off.
Do you not go from slow to a little bit, or do you start off at such a constant pace?
Yesterday, I really took off because there was another guy coming up behind me. I could see him, and I could see he was moving.
Okay, there's an exception to every rule, right?
Well, no. Actually, there is a reason for this. There's a reason. Now, I don't know how valid this is, how much it holds true, etc. But somebody did say to me once, have you ever seen a cat or a dog warm up? Have you ever seen a cat or a dog when it's out walking, do a bit of a stretch after it goes chasing after a ball.
I've seen a cat uncurl itself from sleep.
Yes.
But as soon as anything attractive comes across its sight, it springs into action immediately. Well, you see, this is the evolutionary development of humans. Humans are the only species, not only that have imagination as far as we know, but they're the only species that need to warm up before they get going, that have a mechanical brain that needs to be... Anyway, look.
But I'm not saying warming.
When you're whipping cream, do you start your device at the top speed?
Oh, I do, because I'm a dreadful chef, but yes.
Here, everything I'm saying, all these kind of rules that I think are self-evident, you know, you're pointing out to me that my assumption that, well, everybody knows. You're going to tell me now that the Tao of long distance running says start as you mean to finish.
Oh no, it's even better than that. Ultra running, the mantra of ultra running is start slow, then taper off.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I like that one. That is one of my favourites.
Of course, the worst thing you can do in a marathon is start fast. Isn't that right? So you should basically start a marathon at whatever pace you're capable of maintaining. Is that wrong or right?
That's right.
Yeah. That's right. So my whole theory was wrong.
So you run...
So when you go to the gym, you should pull those oars really, really fast at the beginning to work up the sweat as fast as you can. Metaphor is obviously. And anyway, look, what are you passing me here? You're passing me a microphone?
Yeah, that's the microphone.
I'll put it on and you tell me if I've got it on right.
Very good.
Because are the second best sound expert on this podcast. I think I've knocked off the lovely soft thing I have.
No, I don't know, we have several of those.
No, but this will go back on. What equipment are we using? What's that thing? Zoom number?
H4N.
H4N. Yeah, well, background stuff to this is... Should we finish our coffee before we record, in case we knock over a cup of coffee during the recording? I've taken off all my jewellery. That's a nice reference to something that happened to a podcaster once, whose person they were interviewing was rubbing something, and the whole podcast had to be redone again. By the way, the freaks shall inherit the earth was given to all the freaks who went to congregation. Do you know that?
Yes, you mentioned that. I am looking for.
Chris Brogan said that the Instagram photograph I put up with a tiny bit of text about it was fun.
Yes,
you go off and do things, I will. Okay. So, folks, Roger's gone away. We got 9 minutes. We're doing no more than 10 minute warm up here. So, I'm saying to myself, should I open my book? I've never done. Can I put my notebook on top of the screen, or is that dangerous? There's nothing on it, Roger, that will... Just that sometimes you say something which it would be handy if I remembered, not for the podcast, but for daily life. Business jazz, didn't we... Oh yeah, we'll say something about... Yeah, I had a whole load of things I had to do for Business Jazz, but haven't yet done all of them.
As we brought ourselves well, a little bit of time, we
can talk about this, yeah.
We should discuss
okay.
Hashtags and names. And
oh, yeah, yeah. Well, we'll have to discuss that on the recording. Okay, I'm going to stop the recording because 10 minutes is enough of a warm-up. Right. Thanks a million for listening to this. Somebody once said that the intros and outros of the podcast were more interesting than the podcast themselves.
The
pre and post. What do you get a prequel, Roger? Is there such a thing for a podcast? Okay, this is podcast number 2, prequel.